Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
You're welcome back. If you heard John Cook's report just before the break, you heard that rapid antigen testing is due to be rolled out to a number of college campuses with the aim of helping to get students back to some measure of in-person teaching in the autumn. At the Health Committee earlier, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn was asked about antigen tests, and here's some of what he had to say.
In relation to antigen testing, and I suppose you raise an interesting point in your question, which is the evidence not there? There's a real debate going on across the medical and scientific community in relation to the value or otherwise of antigen. We all, just because we all want something to be really effective and to make an enormous difference, does not mean that it will. And some of the portrayal of antigen testing internationally in that it would prevent lockdowns, it would be the panacea. There simply isn't evidence in the medical or scientific literature to support that. And our public health colleagues, our pathology colleagues in the HSC who deal with these issues on a daily basis don't support that view. However, there is a role for antigen testing in particular settings as an additional layer, but ultimately that has to be driven by our clinical colleagues in the HSC where they see a value in the role of antigen. Wherever antigen testing can play an additional role and bring additional value over and above our current public health response, it should be facilitated, it should be trialled, it should be used. But I would also, I suppose, reiterate that we have been looking very closely at the evidence around antigen testing since last August. So it's not that the issue was ignored or sidelined. The issue was looked at actively, and the reality is that even as of up to a couple of weeks ago, there was no test validated for use in asymptomatic people.
He's so precise and detailed, isn't he, Dr. Ronan Glynn, speaking at the Health Committee earlier today, as you would expect him to be. So the question still remains, how reliable is this kind of testing, and what's the potential in terms of helping to reopen society more broadly? Dr. Gerald Barry is a lecturer in virology in UCD, and he joins me now, equally detailed and precise and erudite, I'm sure. Dr. Barry, you're hopefully very well. A lot is riding on you here now. Don't let us down. Tell me what your view is, though, in terms of the value of antigen or lateral flow testing.
Look, it was fascinating to listen to that piece from Dr. Glynn there. I mean, in my opinion, at least, the evidence is pretty clear that what antigen testing will bring is an extra layer of risk mitigation. It isn't by any means a magic bullet. It's not going to get rid of lockdown. It's not going to solve all our problems. But a correct and effective use of antigen testing in the correct places and used in the correct way will add an extra layer to our protection against COVID-19, and it will help to pick up more cases than we're picking up at the moment.
Right.
And therefore, it'll help to reduce the case burden across the country. And so therefore, you know, as a magic bullet, it certainly isn't something that we should look at, but it is definitely a help.
Okay, so you agree with Dr. Ronan Glynn in that one. It's not the panacea that some people are trying to portray it as, or that are hoping it will be. But when you say the correct use of antigen testing or rapid testing in the correct situations or scenarios, can you give me examples?
Yeah, like, so we have to kind of consider this as any place where you have a mixing of people and there's potential for transmission of virus. Any place in that kind of scenario, then the introduction of antigen testing and used correctly will pick up cases, will pick up infectious people, and therefore will reduce the risk to everyone else in that workplace or in that university or classroom or a concert, for example, that large gatherings of people might be, you know, coming together, because they're the risky environments.
Yeah,
and
but
anything
what about
we can do to reduce that risk.
What about reliability? And sorry to cut across you, but...
Yeah, no, it's fine.
What about the danger of false negatives at a concert, for example?
Yeah, so like I can only speak to data that I've been involved with generating, and because there's loads and loads of different antigen tests and they all have certain claims about how good they are. But when you bring them into the real world, the vast majority of those, what the companies claim is not reality. So I can only talk about the specific testing that I've done with specific antigen tests. Mm. And what we saw as part of a Department of Agriculture study that was carried out in meat processing plants, we tested over 5,000 people. And in asymptomatic people, for example, we picked up 4 out of 5 people that were that had a viral load of medium to high, which means that they were infectious people. So we were picking up 4 out of every 5 people in that case. And if you went to look at symptomatic people, we were picking up 9 out of 10 people. And so a test that you can do in half an hour picks up 90% of people that have a medium to high viral load that are symptomatic. And in the asymptomatic cohort, where there seems to be much more question marks, we were picking up 80%,
wow,
or just above 80% of people that were medium to high viral load. So in other words, the most dangerous, in inverted commas, the most likely to infect other people.
So in 90% or 80%. And tell me, who did those tests?
So this was carried out in conjunction with the Department of Agriculture. It was a nasal swab carried out by the person that was being tested. So they would self-swab, and then a team would take that swab and test it using a lateral flow device.
And was it costly?
A test costs approximately €5.50 to €6. But if you buy in bulk, like the government could do, that price would drop dramatically.
Are you relying, though, on the honesty of the person doing the self-swab? And would that be subject, in your opinion, to manipulation? Obviously so.
Well, in our case, the self-swab was done under direction. So it was they would come into a tent, they would swab in front of someone, and so they were directed how to do it, and they were carefully monitored, and then that swab was taken from them and tested by the testing team. So there was no question that they weren't doing it properly or that there was any kind of fudging of it in any way.
Okay.
I mean, potentially there could be a worry if you send somebody home with tests. Yes, that's a question potentially. But no, if it's done correctly, you're going to pick up lots of infectious people. You will miss people, so it isn't a guarantee. But if you don't have a test, you don't pick up anybody.
Yeah.
By introducing a test, you pick up lots of people.
Well, look,
so that's a good thing.
It's not the panacea, as you say, but 90 or 80% ain't bad. There's a song in there somewhere, but we'll leave it for the moment. Dr. Gerald Barry of UCD, thank you very much indeed. We'll tip it.